Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre Avram Goldhari, and today we're Masechus Ksubas Daf Ein Off, the seventh Perek Hamadir. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a Malchus Amarayim regarding the ruling that a husband can provide a steward to support his wife when he makes a neder not to support her for up to 30 days. Rav said, "Loshanu el b'mafarish avav b'stam yotzin la'altiv yiten ksuba." This law was only taught where the husband specified a term of 30 days or less for the nether. The Gemara in Dav Ayinam Beis explained that before 30 days, people will not hear about it and it doesn't disgrace her. But where the nether was for an unspecified amount of time, then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. The Mefarshim explained that since he'll have to divorce her after 30 days, since people will find out about it and she'll be disgraced, she can get divorced immediately. But Shmuel said, "Afil b'tzam o yotzi shema yimsa pesach nidro." Even when the neder was for an unspecified amount of time, he does not need to divorce her immediately, for perhaps in the interim he'll find a pesach, an opening for his neder, and be released from it. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph state that if one pronounced a neder on his wife, that she should not adorn herself with any type of perfume, he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. Yossi says, with a poor woman, he must divorce her if he did not give a certain time limit for the nether, whereas with a wealthy woman, the maximum term is 30 days. They want to ask what Rabbi Yossi's time limit is, and Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, 12 months. This is the maximum time that a poor woman would be willing to go without cosmetics. Rabbi Bar Chana said, in the name of Yochanan, 10 years. Rav Chisa said, in the name of Avimi, on the regal. For Benos Yisrael, adorn themselves on the regal. When they were asked why the maximum term for a wealthy woman is 30 days, Abaye answered, "Shiken isha chashuv enanis mareach yishutel shloshim yom." For a chashuv, a woman benefits from the fragrance of her adornments for 30 days. A term of 30 days or less is not considered sufficient hardship to demand a divorce, since the fragrance from the last time she perfumed herself can last that long. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, "Hamadir es ishto shulotel chabes avia." If one made a neder that his wife may not go to her father's house, if the father lives in a different city, then if the term of the neder included one regal, he could keep her as his wife. But if the term included three regalim, then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. The Gemara notes an inherent contradiction where the Reisha implies that he must divorce her if the term includes two regalim, and the Seif implies that he must only divorce her if it includes three regalim. Abai said the Seif is dealing with the wife of a Kohen, and the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda, who gives extra time for a Kohen because once he divorces his wife, he cannot take her back. Rabbi Ra'ula said it's not a kasha, kam b'radufa, kam b'she'en radufa. The Reisha was dealing with a woman who is eager to go back to her father's home, whereas in the Seifa, we're dealing with a woman who's not eager to go back to her father's home. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara brings a Machlokas Amarayim regarding the ruling that a husband can provide a steward to support his wife when he makes a neder not to support her for up to 30 days. Rav said, "Loshanu el b'mafarish avav b'stam yotzin la'altiv yiten ksuba." This law was only taught where the husband specified a term of 30 days or less for the nether. The Gemara in Dav Ayinam Beis explained that before 30 days, people will not hear about it and it doesn't disgrace her. But where the nether was for an unspecified amount of time, then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. The Mefarshim explained that since he'll have to divorce her after 30 days, since people will find out about it and she'll be disgraced, she can get divorced immediately. But Shmuel said, "Afil b'tzam o yotzi shema yimsa pesach nidro." Even when the neder was for an unspecified amount of time, he does not need to divorce her immediately, for perhaps in the interim he'll find a pesach, an opening for his neder, and be released from it. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph state that if one pronounced a neder on his wife, that she should not adorn herself with any type of perfume, he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. Yossi says, with a poor woman, he must divorce her if he did not give a certain time limit for the nether, whereas with a wealthy woman, the maximum term is 30 days. They want to ask what Rabbi Yossi's time limit is, and Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, 12 months. This is the maximum time that a poor woman would be willing to go without cosmetics. Rabbi Bar Chana said, in the name of Yochanan, 10 years. Rav Chisa said, in the name of Avimi, on the regal. For Benos Yisrael, adorn themselves on the regal. When they were asked why the maximum term for a wealthy woman is 30 days, Abaye answered, "Shiken isha chashuv enanis mareach yishutel shloshim yom." For a chashuv, a woman benefits from the fragrance of her adornments for 30 days. A term of 30 days or less is not considered sufficient hardship to demand a divorce, since the fragrance from the last time she perfumed herself can last that long. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, "Hamadir es ishto shulotel chabes avia." If one made a neder that his wife may not go to her father's house, if the father lives in a different city, then if the term of the neder included one regal, he could keep her as his wife. But if the term included three regalim, then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. The Gemara notes an inherent contradiction where the Reisha implies that he must divorce her if the term includes two regalim, and the Seif implies that he must only divorce her if it includes three regalim. Abai said the Seif is dealing with the wife of a Kohen, and the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda, who gives extra time for a Kohen because once he divorces his wife, he cannot take her back. Rabbi Ra'ul said it's not a kasha, kam b'radufa, kam b'she'en radufa. The Reisha was dealing with a woman who is eager to go back to her father's home, whereas in the Seifa, we're dealing with a woman who's not eager to go back to her father's home. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Ayin Av, and this one was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested that Ayin Av is a donkey going E-R. A donkey going E-R, so we have donkey as our Siman. So here goes. The man frantically riding his donkey to find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, was shocked when the animal picked up the scent of the fragrance of her adornments, which she had last sprayed 30 days before, and then followed the scent straight to her father's home, where she was always eager to run back to. Once again, in slow motion. The man frantically riding his donkey, that must be one of Ein Off, E-R. The man frantically riding his donkey to find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, which reminds us, Rav said, where a man made a neder not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, then he must divorce her immediately and give her the ksuba. The Mefarshim explained that since he'll have to divorce her after 30 days, since people will find out about it and she'll be disgraced, she can get divorced immediately. But Shmuel said, afil bestamo yotzi shema yimsa pesach hanidro. Even when the neder was for an unspecified amount of time, he does not need to divorce her immediately, for perhaps in the interim, he'll find a pesach for his neder and be released from it. So the man frantically riding his donkey to go find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, was shocked when the animal picked up the scent of the fragrance of her adornments, which she had last sprayed 30 days before, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph state that if one pronounced a neder on his wife that she should not adorn herself with any type of perfume, he must divorce her and give the ksuba. Rav Yossi says, with a poor woman he must divorce if he did not give a certain time limit for the neder. Whereas with a wealthy woman, the maximum term is 30 days. Abai explained that a chashuv woman benefits from the fragrance of her adornments for 30 days. A term of 30 days or less is not considered sufficient hardship to demand a divorce, since the fragrance from the last time she perfumed herself can last that long. So the man frantically riding his donkey to go find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, was shocked when the animal picked up the scent of the fragrance of her adornments, which she had last sprayed 30 days before, and then followed the scent straight to her father's home, where she was always eager to run back to. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a mother is ishto shelotel chabes avia. If one made a neder that his wife may not go to her father's house, if the father lives in a different city, then if the term of the neder included one regal, he could keep her as his wife. But if the term included three regalim, then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. The Gemara notes an inherent contradiction where the Reish implies that he must divorce her if the term includes two regalim, and the Seif implies that he must only divorce her if it includes three regalim. One answer given is the Reish was dealing with a radufa, a woman who's eager to go back to her father's home, whereas the Seif is dealing with a woman who's not a radufa, who's not eager to go back to her father's home. So once again, the man frantically riding his donkey to go find a pesach to his neder, not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, was shocked when the animal picked up the scent of the fragrance of her adornments, which she had last sprayed 30 days before, and then followed the scent straight to her father's home, where she was always eager to run back to. All right, now it's time for Four Blot Back Chazara. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The orphanage barbecue, that must mean more Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, if an orphan boy and orphan girl come before the Gabbai Stakhdi be supported, we first provide for the orphan girl, because it's the way for a man to go around begging from door to door, but not the way for a woman. And if an orphan boy and orphan girl come individually for Tzedakah to get married, we first marry off the girl, for the bush of a woman is greater than the bush of a man. We also learn about what we provide for a Yasum to help him get married. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, featured horse rides with a poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, which reminds us, we learn from the Pasuk Asher Yechzer Lo, whatever is lacking to him, that even if an ani from a wealthy family is lacking a horse to ride upon and an evan to run before him, you must provide for him. They said about Hillel HaZaken that one time he couldn't find an evan to run before the ani, so he himself ran before him for three mealing. So the orphanage barbecue to raise funds to marry off orphan girls, then orphan boys, featured horse rides for the poor with people dressed as slaves running before them, and an inspirational show about a generous couple who chose to jump into an oven instead of embarrassing someone in public. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the Maisa of Mar Ukva and his wife, who ran away from an ani they were secretly supporting, and how they jumped into a hot furnace to conceal their identities in order to save him from embarrassment. Dav Samaches, so the similar Dav Samaches is Schach. So here goes. When the wealthy Schach dealer Schach, that must be more Dav Samaches. When the wealthy Schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, Bob Nachsi Tov will remind, come on and show gratitude to the swindlers who'd pretend to be anim to collect staka. Shimalehen hainu chotim b'chol yom. For if not for them, we'd be sinning daily. Rashi explains that we would be sinning for ignoring the needs of the poor. But now that there are swindlers, we have an excuse for distrusting them. So when the wealthy schachti who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, his family debated what he would want to give his daughter as a dowry, which reminds us, we've malchukas how we determine what to give an orphan girl from her father's estate as a dowry. Does she get what her first sister got, or do we consider changes in the father's financial status, or do we try to assess what the father would have liked to give? So, when the wealthy schach dealer who would dress up as an ani to collect from the unsuspecting died, his family debated what he would wanted to give his daughter as a dowry. When all of a sudden someone revealed that at the time of his death, he said that his daughter should not be provided a dowry from his estate. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi, Parnase Einik Tanai Ksuba, an orphan's right to a dowry is not the same as her right from the Tanai Ksuba, such as her right to sustenance. The Gemara says that this is in line with what was taught in a Braisa, that if a father said at the time of his death that his daughter should not be sustained by his estate, we do not listen to him. But if he says his daughter should not be provided with a dowry from his estate, we listen to him because the right to a dowry is not the same as the right from the Tanai Ksuba. Daf Samachtes, so the Simmer Daf Samachtes is soot, and we use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep, that must be more on Daf Samachtes, soot. The daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her 1/10 of land with the chimney, which reminds us, Rav Ashi holds Bas Baal's Chov Havya. A daughter is only a Baal's Chov with regard to collecting her 1/10. Rashi explains that this means that she can be forced to take the cash or a specific plot of land. The Gemara asks if the daughter is considered a Baal's Chov of her father or of her brothers. The Nafka Mina is whether she can collect Beinonis land without a Shvuah or Ziboris land with a Shvuah. Well, she explains that if she's a Baal's Chov of her father, then she would be required to swear to her the heirs that she's not already collected the debt and would only receive Ziboris. The Gemara brings a proof that she is a Baal's Chov of her brothers and therefore she collects Beinonis without a Shvuah. So, the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her 1/10 with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field, because she trusted her husband, which reminds us, it's a malchokas when one deposits money with the trustee for his daughter in order to buy her a field for her nixei melugar as a dowry, and she says, I trust my husband, which Rashi explains means that she wants him to give him the money directly to her husband and he'll buy a field for her when she wants to. Do we say that the trustee must follow the father's instructions since mitzvah kaim divrei emes? It's a mitzvah to listen to the instructions of the deceased. Or do we listen to her since she could sell the field immediately anyway? So the daughter of the deceased chimney sweep who came to her brothers as a Baal's Chov to collect her 1/10 of land with the chimney tried to have her trustee give her cash instead of a field because she trusted her husband until a rabbi balancing on a tall chimney shouted not to since mitzvah kaim divrei emes, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the great sage Ilfa, a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, went and balanced himself on the mass of a sail and said, if there's anyone who comes and tells me a braisa taught in the Academy of Rechi and Rabbi Oshia, and I'm unable to derive it from a Mishnah, I will fall from this mass and drown in the sea. A certain man quoted a braisa, and Ilfa responded, who's the ton of this braisa? It's Rabbi Meir, who says in our Mishnah, mitzvah kaim, divrei emes. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of the deceased. Daf Ein, so the Simmer Daf Ein is a one-eyed Martian. So here goes. The young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows. One-eyed Martian? That must be more on Daf Ein. So, the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Nun Tes Amun Aleph, Hapa'otas, young children, which Rashi defines as children 8 or 9, their purchases are valid purchases and their sales are valid sales with regard to metaltling, movable property. Rashi explains that regarding land, their transactions are not valid until they have two sorrows or reach the age of 20. Rafram said they only taught this ruling, she'ain sham apotropos, where there is no apotropos to manage the estate, but when there is, the purchases are not valid purchases and their sales are not valid sales. So the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own. Over in a man prohibited his wife to benefit from over 30 days, who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the seventh parak states, Hamader Azish Melhanozlo Ad Shoshim Yom Yamid Parnas. If one makes a neder prohibiting his wife to derive benefit from him for up to 30 days, which Rashi explains is referring to receiving any support from him, he must appoint an agent to support her. The Gemara explains that the case is when the husband said to her, take your earnings in lieu of your food. Here the husband no longer has a chiyuv to support her. When the Gemara asks, why then is a shaliach needed to support her if she has earnings? Rav Ashi answers, the Mishnah is referring to a case where she has enough earnings for her big items, such as the food she needs, but not enough for the small items. The neder takes effect, but the shaliach needs to provide her with the small items. So the young orphan boys who love to buy bags of one-eyed Martian marshmallows on their own, over at a man prohibited his wife to derive benefit from him for 30 days, who didn't have enough earnings to buy the marshmallows herself, and declare that whoever supports his wife will not lose by it. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had said, Ad Shoshim Yom Yamid Parnas. If the neder was up to 30 days, he should appoint a steward to support it. The Gemara asks, isn't the steward functioning as the husband's shaliach? If so, how is this permissible? Rav Huna said, the Mishnah's case is, Ba'omer Kol Hazan Eino Mapsid. Where the husband says, whoever supports my wife will not lose by it, so that the steward is not acting based on a command from the husband, unlike a case that was brought from Gittin. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn minors can purchase and sell metalton unless they have an apotropos? That's on Duff. Ayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn machok is in a case where a man makes a neder not to support his wife for an unspecified amount of time, whether he must divorce her immediately or has more time to find a pesach for his neder? That's on Duff. Ayin off. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that the dowry is not like a Tanai Ksuba? For if the father says not to provide a dowry for his daughter, we listen to him. That's on Duff. Samaches. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that Ilfa was able to identify the Tana of a Braisa as Rabbi Meir, who holds Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis? That's on Duff. Samachtes. Good. Number 5. Which of the one we marry off orphan girls before we marry off orphan boys? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that a man who prohibits his wife to go back to her father's house, who lives in another city, must divorce her if the term includes two regalim and she's a redufa, she's eager to return home? That's on Duff. Ayin off. Good. Number 7. Which of the one Rav Ashi says the case where a husband prohibits his wife to benefit from him is where she has earnings for her mazonos, but not for the small extras? That's on Duff. Ayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn? Rav Yehuda ben Becerra holds that a husband gets partial payment of his wife's boshes and begum payments, depending where the injury is. That's on Duff. Samach Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn? If a man makes a neder that his wife should not adorn herself with perfume, he does not have to divorce her up to 30 days if she's a wealthy woman, because her perfume lasts that long. That's on Duff. Ayin off. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that the partner supporting the wife for the 30 days is not acting on the husband's behalf because the husband said, all who supports her won't lose out. That's on Duff. Ayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.